Okay. Okay. All right, so we were up to Taflamid Hey. Lo Barak Balel Yadal Yivdok Bion Yadal. Someone who did not do a bdika on Lel Yadal should check during the day. The Ezo Shah Shi Yizkor Meayon Lo Barak Kol Yon Yadal Yivdok. If he didn't remember, or let's say he was away, whatever, he had some sort of illness, he doesn't show up until the day. Now, if he's somewhere, wherever he is, it could be there's an Indian like to check his pockets or things, discussion about whether maybe there's some sort of Indian to do some sort of small check of his stuff to be kind of the mitzvah. But if he gets to his house and he has to, or he forgot whatever it was, he has to go check them. Besocha Pesach, if it happened, it was into Pesach. Lo Badak, Besocha Pesach, Yivduk Lachar Pesach. If he didn't, Lo Badak Kol Yonim Dal, Yivduk Besocha Pesach. Right, sorry. If he didn't check Yidalit, then he has to check on Pesach, whether he should do it on Yom Tov or not, and Pashas, he should. If he didn't check during Pesach, Yivduk Lachar Pesach, Kadesh Lo Yikasha, Vachomets, She'over Lava Pesach. So you shouldn't come to eat any chametz which is over lava pesach. Shu also b'hana. Ve'al habedika shel achar pesach lo yivarach. There he does not make a bracha. So some say that the only reason you don't make a during pesach you would make a bracha because you're trying to push away chametz. After pesach they're just coming to b'kayin mitzvah b'dika and to say okay this chametz was from before. And this is from after, so therefore, so that doesn't need a bracha. Now again, even if he was mevatelit and everything like that, because it's still considered chametz shavur la pesach if it's in his rishos. I don't know if bittul is enough. Has to be it's out of his rishos, so it's machor or something like that. Again, who adin? If let's say someone will go away in Chol Moed, decides they want to go to some hotel or I don't know, Pesach hotel, whatever, they go away for the night, you know. So it could be I don't know. I'm not sure whether they have to go ahead and check. Yeah, obviously it belongs to a goy. You don't have to, but let's say goes to someone's house, to a Jew who didn't check, you know, and they're staying in a room there, could be they'd have to check there as well. Or another reason to check is also so that you don't come to, during Pesach, you don't come to eat any chametz. It's also one of the reasons of B'dikas chametz is so that mevado in a chametz, so you won't come to eat it during Pesach. So therefore that's another reason why in Pesach you should do it. Someone who goes on a journey, a sea journey, or Yotze b'shayara he goes out on the caravan. If he's leaving within right after Purim, he has to go on a trip somewhere, and he's chayav to do a bedikas chametz before he leaves, unless he leaves someone there to do it, even if it's his wife, even though some say women should, it's better for women not to do it. So Yerushalmi says there's a few reasons why over there, but Akulpanim, if need be, his wife can do it. He shouldn't do, if he's going away, he should not, or going to a hotel, even 2 days before he goes to a hotel, he shouldn't make a bracha b'yir chometz. Kodim lamed yoyim, ain't tzarech lizdok. If it's before 30 days, he doesn't need to do a bedika. Yishimagia Pesach, ivat lenu. Just when Pesach comes, he should be sure that he's mevatelit. Because if he's not mevatel, he's not the Gra points out he's not over Bal Yor, he's over Bal Yatvin, that even if he doesn't see it, he still owns it. So that's also. But in Daito Lachzor Kodem Pesach, if he went away and he's planning to go back for Pesach, Tzarech Livdoik V'Yachar Kach Yotza. Chashin Hashem Yachzor Erev Pesach. And if he is going away, and his plans to come back before Pesach, or you know, this is before 30 days, if his plans to come back before Pesach or on Pesach, then he should do a bedika. And he won't have time to be mivar, so then you have to go ahead and do that. You know, he said, someone who makes his house into a store, into a shed, something, whatever, storage house, within 30 days. First he has to check the room out, do a bedika in the room, then he can put stuff inside. If it's before 30 days, if he's going to clear it out before Pesach, he still has to do a bedika first, because maybe he'll forget, maybe he won't have time, whatever it is, just like that before. So therefore he has to check before. He has storing stuff in there, so sukkahs, right? He doesn't need to check. Let's say you have a storage place to keep wheat, which is a bit moist, and at the bottom of the bor where they used to keep chitim in a bor, it's wet and there's fermented wheat over there. In Nasa ha'oitzer shloshim yom kodem haPesach, if he makes it before 30 days, enu zachuk levayer, he doesn't have to mevayer it. Ela mevatlo belibo v'daya, he has to make bittul. Ha'miyu la'achar Pesach yishim mefana ha'oitzer, he's not chayav to clear out the oitzer, but after Pesach when he clears out the oitzer, also lahanas ve'osan chitim, then he has to throw them out. Ve'im ein sham chometz Yadua, in a place where there's no chametz yadua, well, there's no reason for there to be chametz there. El safek emotu limka haoitzer kach biyachad. If there's no reason to assume that there was moist on the ground and it's dry room, whatever, there's no reason to assume it's wet and there's mechumatzim, so then you could just, it's better you can go ahead and then it's mutter, you can just sell the otzar together with anything there, and that's you don't have to worry about it. Well, I don't think so. No, he's not discussing that before.
Why is it safe?
No, because if he knows it's there, you can't. He's talking about he sells to a goy. I don't think he's talking about selling to a goy.
Because
he's a lot. Right. Because here he says, "Ein b'day, so borrow after Pesach." It's kilu like. Here it says if you sell it, you are going to be mutter. It's something which is chametz gomor. It could be that the chamer mechayev. You know it's there to go ahead and to deal with it. Here you're asking. I'm not sure. Yesh omrin the kodem lama yom she'ein tzarach livdo kainu kashein daito lachzav soch haPesach. Yeah, that's only if he's not coming before Pesach. It's the second day that you don't have to check. It's only if his das is not coming before Pesach. Well, he should daito lachzav kodem haPesach. The only issue is if he's going to come during Pesach, but if he's going to come right before Pesach, we're not choshesh, he's not going to have time. Or acharav, ein tzarach livdak, even shu kodem shloshim yom, the zman is before 30 days. V'shiyir Pesach yivat lenu, and when Pesach comes, you have to mevatel it. Aval im daitu lachzav esar pesach Pesach, if he's going wants to come back during Pesach, tzarach livdak, afilim rosh Hashanah. Right, so everyone's wondering if you're wondering why we were learning Hilchos Pesach. Now, so here you go, that is, again, now that if you decide to leave, now before Rosh Hashanah and you're gonna come back during Pesach, then you gotta go ahead and do a bedikah. If you forgot and didn't check, so then you should mevatel it when Pesach comes. Don't make a bracha. If his wife's home and he's away, then she should do a bedika and tevatel just in case he doesn't do it. He forgets to do it.
It says afilu rosh hashanah. That means it's totally on the shana. What about it shavuos before?
I assume it means anything from after Pesach and on. That's what I assume it means. It's not so common. It's even saying you'll feel Rosh Hashanah, it's 6 months away, it's 6 months before. Well, it could be the person goes away for a whole year. You know, it could be it was hard to plan that far. I don't know, whatever. Nowadays, right, if you have plane tickets, you're leaving Shavuos, and you have plane tickets to come back during Pesach, of course. You know, it doesn't...
Yeah,
I don't leave that for Hashanah. Yisrael Hayotze may be in a Yehudi Toch Shoshim Yom. Someone who leaves, he leaves a non-Jew's house before 30 days. When Nichlas Vavayis Acher Be'ir Zu. When he moves before 30 days. Aholich Le'ir Acher is a different city. Ein Tzarech Levar Beisa in Yehudi. It's not to do Bedikas Chametz or anything. It's within 30 days. He doesn't have to do any bedikas chametz if he's staying at a hotel, if he's renting, he's moved somewhere. He doesn't have to do a bedika. Shehare yikayim mitzvahs beer, but also bias acher, because he'd be mekayim mitzvahs beer in the other house. Well, imhu mafarish yotze b'shayara, lo yichanis v'pesach v'bayis, he's not going to be at home. Yesh b'shayom v'shachal chovas beer, kivan shu toch lamad yom. Some say if he's leaving, so anyone who's leaving, he's leaving, even though it's a goy's house. And maybe you can say that he's kind of whatever chametz is there. Afa pikin, he has to do a bedik of tzarech levar, a base in a Yehudi, shir yoytze mimenu, kere lakai mitzvah's beer. It's not that we're, okay, listen, whatever's left is going to be the goy's, the goy of the koinet or whatever, but he has to do a mitzvah's beer. It's a mitzvah to do a bedik of chametz and to levar chametz. And if he's going
to
be... Yeah, well, he's going to come after Pesach, he's coming back. To the Goy's house. The difference here is that a person's not chayav to go ahead. If he's moving, as long as he can become a B'dikas Chometz, there's a chiyuv for a person to do a B'dikas Chometz. Because also he has to do B'dikas Chometz and B'er Chometz. So therefore, if he's moving, so become it there. Or, for example, going away for Pesach. Right, if you're going away for Pesach, so then, you know, if you're going somewhere else for Pesach, you can let's say you sold your house to a goy, you can mekayim bedikas chametz wherever you are. There's a discussion about can you mekayim, you know, if you sold part of the roof, you have to check there, you don't have to check there, because it's the chametz of a goy, you don't have to necessarily do that. Avavisha in Yehudi yikanis labayis v'pesach, even though the goy comes in, you know, will go into the house on Pesach, and he's going to bring chametz in anyway. Some say that you don't have to if the goy is going to be coming in on Pesach. Now the question is also. So in a situation, what we're going to get into, I'll just bring in the point up, let's say you want to go to a hotel and Pesach, something, you know, if you want to, if other goyim are going to be coming in, you don't have to do, I'm not talking about a Jewish hotel, you don't have to do bedikah. Let's say you rent a car in Pesach. You have to do bedikah when you get the car. Because you're going to return it the next day, and then someone else is going to take it. You know, if you haven't done a Dikas Chametz, then you should do it, I guess. But it could be each person should just check and be sure there's no actual Chametz in the car. It's the goy. You don't have to worry about it. You're supposed to put a mechitza up. You shouldn't have, like, come in and there's sandwiches all over the floor or whatever. It could be a person, should take out any actual Chametz, but he doesn't have to do a Bedika on the car, even if he rents it. You know, because if it's a Jew's car, if it's someone who then Hindu Bedika, I don't know, I'm not sure about that. You know, but if you're renting from an agency in America or whatever, then you wouldn't have to worry about that. But if you're renting from, I'm not sure if it's a Jew's house, it would be chayav. I'm not sure. I have to see. I don't know upon him. Hamaski b'ayis chaver v'tzorach yudala v'menu ve'elach.
You'd have to do a
bedika to be sure there's no chomet. I don't know if you have to go bedika b'chorim v'stakim with you know, I don't know if it was a Jew's house. I don't know. It's a good question. I wasn't ever really sure. It's a little bit unclear if it's a Jew's. If it belongs to a Jew, you know, sitting empty for a few months, and then you moved in, and he didn't do bedikas chametz there, or you don't know. We're gonna see in a minute about cheskos baldok, not cheskos baldok. We're gonna see about that. Hamaskir bayis a chaver l'tzorach yedal. Someone who rents a house to his friend l'tzorach yedal. Men of eilach. And from there, from Yudalit, Litzorach Yudalit, and from there on, Mekanoba Echad Miadrachim, Sheschivas Karka Niknabo, and you koine it, one of the ways that Schivas Karka is koine it, meaning Chazaka, Kesef, Shtar, Kinyan Sudar, you sign a contract, Im Adshlo Mosulo Mavteach Chal Yudalit. If he didn't give them Mavteachas, then until Yudalit Alamaskir Livdoik. There's two issues over here. One is Kenyan Schirus, that's Machaev, and the second thing which is Machaev is he has to actually have access to the apartment. Someone else has access to the apartment, even though he has technically signed the contract, then the Maskir has to do it. Whether giving keys to an apartment nowadays, maybe it might be a kinyan also. There's a question in the postkin about whether that is called situmta. Is that nowadays maybe but usually people need to sign a chuzeh. Giving the keys here, the question is that he can't actually go ahead and do the bedika, so it's mutl on the maskir to do it. Someone who rents a house from his friend on Yudalit, and you don't know, he's a Jew, but you don't know whether he checked it or not. If the Baal Bais is here, then you have to ask him. This is Makor, the famous Makor for if that you know, you have a chazak, if there's a chazaka, and it's Efshar Levar, then you should Mevar it. Yeah, it's the Begeyat here and the Begeyat by Shechita, and the Begeyat to places it's a Veheter, that if it's possible to Mevar, you shouldn't rely on Chazakah. However, if it's not, Vimeno Beir, Chazkasel Badok, we assume, is it from Yid? He did a Bedika. Mevat Lebeliba of Adayo, he should go ahead and do Bittel, then he shouldn't come to eat it, and obviously there's chametz there, you should remove it, because there's still, you shouldn't have chametz around that, sitting around the house when you close it up, whatever. Akhul Panim, there's an idea. So obviously if the person's not, No, in case anything, he says, I'm sure it's Alfisha chametz in the shalom, it's tamah hefkiro a maskir. He was maskir, so you should, I'm a vassal, you're not gonna touch it. If you see chametz there, even if you see chametz there, that's the chiddush. Even if you see chametz there, chazkasel baduk, you assume he did a bedika and he was just mafkir everything. If the guy is not from Bechal, then already I don't know if there's a chazkas kashrus over here, and I don't think it would create a chazaka. So therefore, yes, it would be an issue. It would be an issue. Like I said, if you rent a car, you rent a house, you go to someone's around during Pesach, whatever it is. It's like I said, if you move during Pesach itself to a new apartment, you should ask him, did you check it, right? But if you can't get hold of him, and whatever, let's say he lives in America, and it's the first day, and second day yontif by them, and you can't get hold of him, whatever it is, so then you can move in, and you can assume that he had someone check it, And even if you see chametz there, you can assume that he was just mafkir it, and it was checked.
Was mafkir aside from doing...
It was Mevatel, he did Bittel. He did Bittel. So,
What's the Nachmanin if he did Bittel or not?
Yeah. No, what? The Seicher or the Masker? The Seicher or the Masker? Who you ask? The Masker, it's his Chometz.
I understand, but if he didn't do a Bedika,
No, we assume Bedika. We assume Bedika and Bittel is enough. We're saying that he did a Bedika and this stuff he saw, a loaf of bread, he was just like, I'm a Vatalit. That's enough, technically. That's enough.
Not good enough for the soul there.
He still has to get it out of his...
No, he has to get it out for a different... because or put a mechitza up, or whatever it is. He has to, you know, just like we close up the chametz from the goy, he has to, that it shouldn't be seen it. It's not sure what the issur is or not.
What's the moral likely case? What's the maskir never was voted this property, but he did do a bittul? Is that enough for the
sofer? No, I don't know. Well, that's because he has to do... He has to do a bedika. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. Maybe we'll stop here because the next thing is a bit more complicated. So I said the next two sessions are a little bit deeper complicated. So I just jump into it.